Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
And a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Heels is the one wearing the black armband this morning after the heat. Were ice cold last night, weren't they?
Amanda Jade Wellington.
Who is she?
Give us a break. She's a good character. She's really good. I'd like to listen to her a little bit after that match last night. She would have said plenty. She's a really funny bushy.
Yeah.
And 5 for 8. I was walking to my function last night. And I saw that we'd lost the toss and they sent us in. I thought, oh, that's playing into our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adelaide Oval, give us the first chance to bat on it. And, you know, that's the way we go the best. We can set good totals, that Brisbane Heat team. Jesus. Then I looked at the result about halfway through my function. I nearly fell off my chair.
Yes, well, I was up at 7, still working. And, of course, they got the good doctor very early, hooking and just a little slow one and got a little feather. And
yeah.
I thought, hello, we might be in trouble here. Grace was just a little tentative early. The ball was moving around off the pitch and in the air.
So it looked quite green. So they took advantage of some bowling conditions that they were going to get, which is unusual for the Adelaide Oval. But it has to stay up for tonight, I suppose. That's the first of a two-day wicket. Anyway, the girls were tentative once again in a final. Didn't have that middle-order stability. That was my fear, that if they did break the top order, then we mightn't have enough batting under our belt to resurrect things, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
but 5 for 8, got all our best players in that 5 for 8. That's a really big moment for Amanda Jade.
Yeah, not that I like guns. Her. And they've got to play the Renegades tonight.
I think they'll beat the Renegades too. Mm. They're a scary proposition. They've got everything, the Strikers, as we said. So too did the Heat. But, we got beaten by a better team last night.
Now, I've got to say, while you were out doing your best work last night, you were out with another test great, Tony Dell, who does unbelievable work in that PTSD space, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's done 11 years now.
Yeah.
So not only awareness, a bit of fundraising, but mainly awareness is what Delhi's been all about. And he's still got some initiatives to come up. And it's all about collaboration now, which I like. You know, they've got to get together. All the organisations that are involved in PTS need to get together and do more significant work. About 1.5 million Australians suffering in forms of it, first line responders, you know, as well as military. It's an incredible cause. So, and you know, floods and bushfire type people all suffer in different forms. So, it's an incredible cause that more has to be done for in Australia. We need to tell our veterans for a start, thank you for your service, and we're ready now to support you because you are ready to put your life on the line for us.
Exactly right. Well, I do a little bit of ambassadorial work for Gallipoli Medical Research Foundation, who are based out of Greenslopes. They do wonderful work, and they've done big, big studies backed by the RSL into PTSD. And, of course, it's a little, you know, it's close to my heart. My, you know, dearly departed dad, I spent 5 years in New Guinea, in the jungles of New Guinea. So, and they used to never talk about it. You would know that as well. But, Delhi, best of luck. Stand towards the organisation. You were rubbing shoulders with the who's who. Who was there? Greg and Stephen Chappell?
I probably got in trouble with Greg.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I said he'd be no good in war.
Oh, really?
He talked about missing the, you know, the draft. Delhi was drafted in, and as a 23-year-old, Greg missed out on the subscription, and I said, you'd be ordinary anyway. They knew you. I think they knew you. And he'd just be a little flustered, I reckon, at times. You know, he knew there was a break. Whilst he could face the great West Indian quicks, he knew there was a 30-second break coming up. But under serious fire, he wouldn't get that break. And I don't think he'd cope very well. He wouldn't have enough time to look at his hair, check his shadow, those sorts of things. And so he probably doesn't like me this morning.
so there's been a rift between two of our test mates. Okay, you're out there trying to do a little bit of good work for charity.
Yeah.
Wally and Gino were there as well. Now, what you did miss, apart from the Heat's underwhelming performance last night, was also quite a night for the AFL draft. And it's lucky we've got work experiences back in again today, although he and I have had a little riff this morning as well. You'll find out about that a little later on in the show. Dane Zorko, welcome. You've already texted Darcy Wilmot,
yep,
who is undoubtedly not only your first draft pick, punt that was the absolute star of the draft telecast last night.
I put his name in Google this morning, and there's more articles about him than anything else today. So he put on quite a show last night when he got drafted. There was a, I reckon, half a footy club at his house. They've all launched on top of him.
Yeah, they've had the pile. Is he still in one piece? He hasn't broken a collarbone or something, has he?
Well, I haven't heard from him this morning. I hope he's still alive. He looked like they were having a good go. So we'll talk to him later on in the show.
What is he? He's a mid-forward and mid-back type player. And he who's fast.
Oh, he is fast. I watched a bit of his tape last night. He looks like he might be a bit of a rebounding half-backer. So he's certainly got leg speed. Not a bad kick. Mm. We'll probably need to put a little bit of size on, but athletic-wise, he looks sharp. So
Takes on the game a bit.
Yeah. Which is probably something we've lacked in that area. We've had good decision makers in Grant Birchall, Richie, Brandon Starcevic. So he might add a little bit of flair down there, and he'll be all right.
It's a very uplifting part of your season, I'd imagine. The draft. It gets a bit confusing to people who are not totally involved, but to change lives of young athletes and their families, it must be a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hills, I didn't actually get called out on draft night.
I was going to ask you how you told us how you got you made it. But
you keep raising this, don't you? Every day.
What happened?
They snubbed me, Hills.
Did they?
Well, 3 years in a row.
I know. 3 years.
Three. Can you believe it?
Not really.
Well,
I
there
can't.
You go.
Were you getting in trouble then too for, were you getting suspended by referee, umpires and stuff like that?
Probably.
A little angry in it there. I see Simon Black was 31. Lynchy was done in the first draft in 86, he said.
Yep.
Pick 50.
Yep.
Oscar was 37, I've read. So there's a lot of talent a long way down, and you never know what's going to evolve.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think I mentioned it earlier on in the week, that because the draft this year, the kids haven't been able to play as much football, you might get a real, a half-decent talent a lot further down the list just because he hasn't been exposed enough. So I think we picked up a couple of, really good young players. Kai Lohmann's the other one.
Yes.
He went at 19. Mm. So I think we've done really well, but the deeper the draft goes, I reckon you might be able to pick up something really good as well.
Wilmot at 17. Didn't you have pick 16. 14?
16.
Yeah, father sons have all pushed everyone
pushed
out a bit.
Back to, yeah, okay.
Yep.
And see the Gold Coast Suns had a crack at Dacos?
Yeah.
Just to make them match it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You would. You make them spend everything on them. Oh,
no,
I love it.
A few mullets, hey?
I know. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I like it. Like, fair dinkum.
Like a whole group of Pappenhausens running around.
He's probably started this,
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, nah, I'm glad none of it. Oh, Kyle Lohmann looks like he might have a little bit of a mop on his head, so we'll get Mitchie Robinson to sort him out.
So what's their journey now? I mean, he's only just snuck into the draft, Darcy.
Yeah.
Like his birthday is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mark about that. I didn't realise he was so late. But
he's the youngest.
We're going to try and, if the borders open up early, we're going to try and get him up here as quickly as possible, get him familiarised with the place. Obviously, be great for them to meet us face-to-face, get accustomed to the Gabba and come and watch training for probably the first week. So if fingers crossed that those borders open up quickly, they're a chance to come up pre-Christmas. If not, it'll be, the 10th of January when everyone heads back. But, fingers crossed we can get them up earlier.
Two Sudanese boys. They must be proud for the AFL.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic. I read a few articles about, how the guys like Majak Dor and Mabior Chol and how these players have inspired them to, continue, make their transition from basketball over to AFL.
Yeah.
And to see Mac Andrews last night go to the Gold Coast Suns, good on him. Yeah.
How good is he? Like, beaming face.
Oh.
Like, appreciates his family.
Yeah.
And a beautiful Aussie accent comes out of it.
I've looked him up. He's a Egyptian born. I don't know how many, we've had of them in the AFL. But he looks like he's a real talent. 201 centimetres, obviously can play at both ends of the field, which I think the Gold Coast Suns will certainly trial. He may even play in the ruck as well. So, really good pick up for the Suns, that one.
Cricket, Hills. It looks like this panel of five from CA have interviewed Smith and Cummins yesterday.
Yeah.
Does that indicate that Smith's going to be vice-captain?
Oh, I'd say so. There's just so much uncertainty about who else could do it. Is Khawaja in the team, not in the team? This is why they've got to get set. I don't like the fact that they interviewed them. You know, I think that's a chance for the Cricket Australia board to get more familiar with the role of the captain. They probably don't know. They've got to get out the preamble of the laws and check the responsibilities of the cricket captain, make sure everyone's on board with all that. Mm. because, we have gone through a pretty sad time with our captains, actually.
Pom's infra squad was washed out yesterday. Apparently they were around Brisbane somewhere. We might ask Hawks about that. Mm. Bulls in control. But the two men that the spotlight is on, Travis Head and Usman Khawaja, both failed to capitalise on their chances yesterday. Marnus was out there getting a ton. Bryce Street batted well for his 80-odd. Queensland finished with 299 on it. You know, a tricky pitch. And then, of course, we've got South Australia 8 for 93. Kuhneman was outstanding yesterday afternoon. Had it, you know, it was like those old days of test cricket was 7 or 8 around the bat late in the day. It was closing gloom. They tried to get as much in. You know, they started at 9:30 yesterday morning. They were still going near 6 o'clock last night, our time.
Brilliant innings by Street and Labuschagne.
Yeah.
Brilliant to bat in those conditions where something might happen. The wicket's not up to standard, but they still got a ton and 87. So fantastic and well done to Cooney, as you said. Kept it economical and enough impact to get himself four wickets. Eight for 90, we've got them. That's huge. Yeah. And it's a bit like, you know, when Travis Head missed out, following Usman's miss out in his first innings, it's a bit like you journalists, Paddy.
Mm.
You don't mind whether, as long as everyone gets the same thing. You know? So if there's an exclusive going over there, you don't want to miss out on it. And so Usman failed and Heddy failed. So, that's okay.
Well, he can thank Renshaw because he took a good catch at just by leg slip-ish.
Was that Travis Head who advanced at Cooneyman and misjudged the line
so
of the ball?
Renshaw would have had a split second to make the grab, even though it went to him. He would have had a split second to make the
Then Carey failed. He tried to slog sweep and got caught out in the boundary. That might have been a time for him to capitalise on, you know, some potential of him being selected.
Mm.
But Zorks reckons they're talking more English now, don't you?
Yeah. Just reading something that Ricky Ponting put up. He seemed to think that English is the way to go to replace Payne long term. So. Mm.
Yeah, well, he's more long-term, that's for sure, if he works. Was that on the Seven website?
That's on Cricket Australia website.
Oh, right. Doesn't he work for Channel 7?
Apparently, yeah. Well, what he did raise, Hills, was something that I mentioned, you know, earlier in the week, is that I reckon this whole Payne thing, and you say that he will be picked and he's coming here and they've found another game for him. They're going to play him in this one-dayer. Yeah, on Friday, so he doesn't have to come to Brisbane directly. But I just think it's going to be a distraction. I don't know.
No,
I
mean, definitely.
You two are the pros. I'm talking to two, long-time professional sportsmen here, but I just think it's going to be a distraction for the team.
It'll be good for the team. It'll galvanise the team. They'll get around it, and the team will be probably happy that it's Payne that has to go through it. You know, like, oh, thank God that's not me.
Yeah.
We'll support him. They'll be very, very good. I think both these teams are going to be great. Australia are going to get around that distraction. And England have given themselves a great preparation to be as good as any English side in Brisbane. So it's going to be a good first test. There'll be a distraction that Payne's got to deal with because, you know, he'll be worried about what people are thinking about him, how stupid was I, how disappointed he is in what he's done, et cetera, et cetera. But time for cricket. So I don't think the distraction is unsurmountable.
The problem for me lies as soon as he makes a mistake, it's going to come back again. Or he drops a catch or a misfield or gets out cheaply. Like it's, why'd we pick him? Like he's under so much pressure. But how long, he does something great and potentially it all's forgotten.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, is it all done by the end of the first test? Australia win the first test comfortably, it's all forgotten. So I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword, but I think Australia, the team, and I think fingers crossed the Australian public, certainly the Gabba public will get right behind him and look after him as much as they can.
That's almost, two things I'm looking forward to, see Pat Cummins and the spirit he brings to the team and the response to Tim Payne of the Brisbane crowd.
What do you think? Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard now. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. That number, 13 13 55. Give us a call if you like or you can text us. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN SEN. Cuzzy Bro naturally has been first on today. He's talking fighting today. Timaru's Bob Fitzsimmons won the World Light Heavyweight Boxing title to become the first to win three world titles in three weight divisions on this day, November 25, 1903. How far does your history go back? But it led me into a little segue that Justice Hooney has made the announcement or through the paper today. We knew about it. I thought we was having a press conference today. But comeback fight on Feb 4 here in Brisbane against Joseph Goodall, who was Commonwealth Games silver medalist back in 2014. He's Vegas-based these days under Kevin Barry. Kevin Barry, who I know reasonably well, he was there when Leopold fought Klitschko in Germany with Joe Parker, who went on to win a world title. So he's very, very good trainer, Kevin Barry, and a good fighter in his own right back in the day. So the promo around it about is somebody's O has got to go because they're both unbeaten. So we'll see that fight. But Justice Hooney's over his hand injuries that kept him out of Tokyo.
Is he Vegas-based, did you say, now?
No, Goodall is. No, Hooney's still here.
February 4, how hard would that be to stay, to get and stay focused?
Get through Christmas.
For so long.
Oh, all the food.
Practice. No, so your supporters keep paying you your wages, I suppose, or the money you need to live and train.
Yeah, he's got sponsors. Yeah.
So that's a very difficult game. Hey, to be ready for a big fight.
Also, big news in NRL today, although it's not directly related. The Gallen-Alloway fight. Alloway fight is off because Josh Alloway is positive to COVID.
Show us the proof.
Well,
that's what they're saying, hey? We want to see it. You don't pull out of a fight with Gallen easily. No. You got to prove everything.
Well, it's still 15 days away.
But if it's COVID, you never know how bad a you know, some people can get it.
He's double vaxxed too.
Have a cold, and others can get some lung issues, you know. So I suppose.
I'm on Gal's side here. Show proof.
Well, I definitely show proof. That should be easy.
Easy
to show proof. So that should be done by now, probably.
The NRL are relieved because he's been training solo for this fight. He's not due back at Manly until early December, I think probably just after the fight. Mm. So, you know, they would have had to give him permission to. You know, to make this fight because he was due back at training. So he's been sparring solo.
That's what Manly are saying.
And he's not back. He's not due back in training for 3 weeks. So he said he's feeling pretty crook. Joey Lalua, who his NRL career is up, he's heading over to a second division English club, Featherstone Rovers. He also has been reported with COVID.
So not just our tennis players, any?
The NRL will be monitoring this, don't worry.
Yeah. And I believe Ponga hasn't talked to Benny yet. It's unbelievable.
So
isn't
he's
it?
Saying, yes. Carlin was up yesterday and he was saying all the right things about where his career in the immediate future lies.
My energy's here. My focus is here. My attention's here. I want to be better this year. The carrot dangling's a premiership at the end of this year, and I'm excited to win that. I want to get after that. That's the carrot for me. Has been the carrot last year before. Just want to build on the back of last year, be better, be more connected as a team.
That's no, I haven't spoken to anyone 101, isn't it? Who's to say his manager hasn't spoken to the Dolphins?
He can look foolish if he leaves. But that's not till the next year. That's right. Yeah, so he's only got to go the year after this. If they win the premiership, the Newcastle Knights, I'm going to live in Newcastle for a month.
You're right, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it's not the worst place to live, that's right, but there's no chance.
I had to travel doing golf with Jack Newton for 30 years. He kept telling me it's Australia's most livable city.
Yeah, I think it's has evolved even since Jack's pinpointing.
Can you set yourself a tougher penalty?
No, not really. Brighton I'm going Holmes, for a good penalty.
Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55, or text us. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736 0467.
Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
No doubt there's been plenty of publicity. So the Vodafone Brisbane test starts December 8 at the Gabba. Seats are selling fast. Search Ashes Tickets. That's the way to go if you want tickets to go to what is always one of the great sporting highlights in this state, the first test at the Gabba. All right, let's get a sports update with Dane Zorko.
Thanks very much, Paddy. The shield.
My phone. Work experience, boy.
We haven't got that microphone fixed yet, Brixie. Come on.
Oh, under the bus. You're not captain here, mate.
Righto, a bit of Shield news. Queensland in a commanding position against SA. Queensland All Out, 299. Marnus, fantastic knock of 110. In reply, SA are 8 for 93. Matt Kuhneman, 4 for 25, bowling superbly. And got the key wicket of Travis Head as well. Usman and Head both failed, but Hill seems to think that's okay.
As long as both do it. Travis is out. He's not in the team anymore because of that hat he wears. the South Australian cap is ridiculous. How does his cap get so faded and ragged? They hardly wear it on the field. They wear floppy, white floppies.
He might wear it under his helmet.
Bat in a helmet, and they haven't won a game for 3 years. So you can't have... it's never had champagne on it.
Well, he's fielding all the time.
They field in a white hat. They put their white hats on mainly.
Well, he must have got an old one.
Yeah. Anyway, someone's been pouring champagne in his cricket bag.
WBBL, the heat pumped by Adelaide Strikers overnight. 8 for 114 all out. Oh, not all out. 8 for 114. Adelaide, 2 for 118. Did it in 16.3 overs, but the absolute star was Amanda Jade Wellington. A WBBL record with 5 for 8. Pretty fantastic.
When I heard those figures, I thought she might have cleaned up the tail. But she got five of our better players, and that's a great effort.
Super impressive. The AFL, the draft last night, Horne Francis went to North Melbourne, number one pick. He looks like he's going to be an absolute star. So North have done extremely well there. Joshy Dacos went pick 4 to Collingwood, as expected. But the Brisbane Lions, we picked up Darcy Wilmot, pick 16. Looks like an absolute character. We also grabbed young Kai Lohman as well. So a couple of great additions. The Gold Coast Suns with pick 5 took Mac Andrew, 201-centimetre Egyptian-born South Sudanese talent. He's going to be something special as well. I think they've done all right there. The NRL, the Paul Gallen fight with Josh Alloway cancelled due to the positive case. That's disappointing for both parties. The Storm have actually bought out the Sunshine Coast netball Lightning.
The Lightning, yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be that's good for them.
Who were the other owners? Who did they buy out? Do we know?
We can dig a bit deeper for you, but
yeah, USQ. Mark just said so. USQ.
Yeah, well there you go. Dylan Napa goes with Mitchell Pearce to the Catalan Dragons.
Okay. Well, if they can get their act together, how good will they be over there?
Well, they're correct.
Dylan's got to get his head out of the way. He dips his head and hits. He headbutts accidentally.
I mean, he's tough. He really was solid in that grand final win for the Roosters a couple of years back, but then sort of just hasn't refound that form. Champions League update this morning. Nil all draws, both Liverpool FC Porto and Man City PSG, which is sold out. Man City Stadium sold out, all wanting to see Leo Messi. 55,067 people jammed in just to see the great man go work his magic. So it's nil all at the moment, but I'm expecting that to pick up in the second half. So.
Oh, that's still going, is it?
Yeah, that's half time. So that'll be interesting to see. I think they're still in the group stages. So it looks like it's going to be a good morning of sport.
Big signing for the Cowboys too. Nice. Luciano Leilua from the Tigers. Very good player. Monster edge forward.
They've got him.
Well, no. They've got him for 2023. But they're trying to negotiate an early release. Obviously, that was money set aside for Viliami Kickout.
Yeah.
So they had a little bit of a war chest there. He's a really good signing.
It's going to happen more and more often. If you sign someone for a year down the track, surely they're going to start to switch mentally into that club.
Yeah, well, that's why I agree with you.
I agree with you.
So anyway, they're negotiating with the Tigers to see whether they can get him up for next season. Time now for the latest news, though. Thanks to Red Energy, the first half hour of the show has just flown by. I'd love you to join us. But for 100% Australian electricity and gas, switch today to Red Energy. Give them a call, 131806.
Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Welcome back. Yes, that is big news that I was going to mention, we just haven't got to it this morning, that World Rugby has just announced in the early hours of this morning that Australia is the preferred candidate to host the Rugby World Cup 2027. So we've been negotiating and, you know, working on this for a couple of years now with Phil Kearns as the executive director of the bid team. So preferred candidate, that's a little bit like the IOC said in regards to Brisbane.
There's not so much of a bidding process now.
No, so they've been through the candidates and looks like we've got the nod. So.
And singularly, or
don't know that. No mention of whether we share Trans Tasman, etc. But I
Pacific
think
Moana might have a game over there.
Might do. Might do. Hills. Yes,
we'll win that.
I'll give you Phil Kern's number a little later on. You can.
I reckon we'll win that too.
Yeah. We're rallying. We've gathered all our players.
Yeah.
We've got good messages around the world to clubs who have been stealing our players for a while and that they're now, we might need them for the Wallabies, and we've got good young blokes hungry and ready to go.
That's
by 2027.
Good young talent coming through.
Yeah.
Like it.
Big monsters.
Every time I open the paper now, I see the green tracksuit.
Yeah.
that means it's time to send to the KFC Supercoach, the BBL. Oh, it's getting closer. Play today, supercoach.com.au. That means Dan Batten's on the line. Dan, you've got to start to find some value buys for us because it's starting to heat up, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, under 2 weeks' time until the KFC Supercoach season begins. And, yeah, we've had one of the biggest buys of the season, Aaron Finch, who's going to miss the start of the year.
No, is he? What with? That knee.
Yeah, I think it's an injury concern that they've said that he'll probably miss the start. But there's certainly plenty of options popping up in the low price bracket, and plenty from the Heat Hills.
Righto. Now, what's low price? Give us an idea of low price, and what's our salary cap?
So the salary cap is essentially like you're dictated to a certain salary cap, and you can't have all the expensive players. You can't just have your Maxwell, your Tom Currans, your Rashid Khans filling every spot. So you've got to pick a bit of value, some players that will you know, generate some cash for you to allow you to, I guess, increase your team value and then thereby pick better players as the season goes on.
Yeah, but is there a set cap? Is it 5 million, 3 million?
I'm not sure of the exact number. Yeah, it's a question without notice, but you certainly do have a salary cap there. And, yeah, as I said, you won't be able to pick all these big names in KFC Supercoach. You need to fit in some cheaper players. And just having a look at some of them down the list, I think the one that really does stand out from the Brisbane Heat Hills is Xavier Bartlett at 97,000. Obviously played some games as the X Factor last year, which sort of reduced his average overall, but he should have a pretty prominent role there for the Heat, particularly early in the season. They've got Mitch Swepson, Michael Neither, and Mark Stecherty in the Australia A squad. So I expect him to be a good buy, especially with their double game round first up in KFC Supercoach. Mm.
So I'm hearing you've got $2 million to spend, and you can choose up to 30 players. Well, you're going to have to be frugal there.
So 2 million, yeah. So 97 is mid range for ex Bartlett, righto. Okay, what do you know? The cheapest player I could pick up.
Yeah. So essentially, the prices range all the way from Marnus Labuschagne at 247,000, the super expensive player, and then also then you got your cheapies at 42,000. So they're the rookie type players that, you know, the ones on rookie contracts or the players that haven't really featured in the BBL before. So you've got a guy like Connor Sully, who has been picked up by the Heat as a rookie player, 42,000. He might get a bit more of a look in as well with those players I mentioned out. But I think the ones that stand out really at that extremely cheap price, you've got Finch at 62,000 when he does come back in, but also Joel Parris, who's moved from the Perth Scorchers to the Hobart Hurricanes, and he's picked up a little bit of an injury as well. It seems to be a bit of an injury curse for our KFC Supercoach BBL cheapies, but once he does play, and he could even play in round one, but he looms as a really nice option there as a bowler.
So did you say Marnus is near $250,000? He's not going to see much action, is he? I mean, he's rusted onto the test squad for life.
Oh yeah, exactly right. So that's why you got to play the squads and make sure you're looking at who is a part of these squads. You know, for example, you've got Marnus, who's 247,000, who's probably going to be mostly tied up with the test squad. Also, Jai Richardson, who's looking like a bolter to even play in the Ashes this year. He was one of the best players in Supercoach BBL last year, and he's one of the most expensive players as a bowling option. But, yeah, obviously you wouldn't pick him because he's unlikely to feature until at least you know, probably the back end of the tournament.
But he is the type of player that'll be quite worthy of a good price, because fast bowlers who play a lot in Perth, that they do well, you know, in the BBL. Yes.
You know something.
Yeah. So
you're on the money here.
Keep an eye out for that
like
type of player.
Here. I like what you're thinking.
And so yeah, you've settled Warney, you've given him his baggy green tracksuit, and the super coach is ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready to rumble. All right,
absolutely.
Dan. Thanks, mate. Good to, we'll chat again, but there's a couple of good little value buys there. Xavier Bartlett is his pick for today. Time to play Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. Sign up at supercoach.com.au. Now, we've got something very special on the Zorks, are you paying attention?
I'm listening.
Don't get ready for your next update. Because
no, I'm doing a little bit of research on our next guest.
We've got your brand-new teammate on the phone who has already attracted attention from Patrick Dangerfield as the best celebration of draft ever. Darcy Wilmot, a very good morning, and welcome to Brisbane Radio.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
How was that? Number one, have you escaped uninjured after all your mates just piled on top of you last night?
God, the amount of elbows and punches that I got. Me, my girlfriend was next to me as well, so as soon as the boys jumped on me, I tried to push her away, and oh, I don't even know where she went after that.
No, that was her elbowing you. and who were they, Darcy? Were they your Northern Knights teammates or schoolies? What were they?
They're just my closest mates that I've known for years, like brothers, basically. Just like my brothers.
Darcy, how'd you go talking to Fags last night?
I didn't realise actually it was Chris until after it. I was like all just caught up in like the moment and stuff, and had like calls after call, and when I realised, like, I was bloody unreal.
Is there anyone that you didn't reply back to last night from the team?
No, I've got a bit of OCD with that, and I hate seeing the notifications popped up. So I think for a good 2 to 3 hours, I was replying back to everyone. Got even through Instagram, trying to follow back the boys on Instagram. I did my best, but I think I'll reply back to everyone.
Is there someone lacking, Zorks, that you know about?
No, but it'll come out. It'll come out. It'll be spoken about if you haven't. Don't worry.
Darcy, I just want to know what goes through your mind when you hear your name called. I mean, can you describe the emotions?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I didn't even have time to think about my emotions. I kind of got a quick kiss in, and then buddy punches an elbow to the head sort of thing. So, I was definitely like relieved and excited, and I don't know, just like wrapped, just unreal sort of thing.
Yeah, was there a hope or a suspicion that you were going to the Lions?
There was heaps of talk. There was a couple of talks between even moving up to pick 13, and then Melbourne were trying to come down for Richmond's pick, but then that got traded with GWS, and then Brizzy had 14, but then that got pushed up to 16. So, there was heaps of talk about it though early on.
Okay,
what was what's your mum and dad's reaction like, mate? How have they all taken the news?
So mum, she's a sookie lala. She wanted to start a crime.
Yeah. Well, you're a parent, mate.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah. And that was my mum's husband. So, like, my stepdad's kind of thing. He was wrapped as well. I think he had a tear, stuff like that. So, I think my sister, Holly, I don't know who was worse, her or mum, but they were both about each other. Had a bloody wet shoulder after, so is it all right?
Yeah, no, I don't think I could keep a dry eye if my son, you know, achieved something like that, and a dream coming through.
Absolutely, I remember my mum was the same.
Yeah, what about early influences for you, Darcy? Like, who was your poster man on the bedroom wall?
I loved a bit of Scott Penderbury when I was growing up, but a main influence was my dad. So he passed away in year seven, but he played a couple of games for Collingwood and my favourite person in my life sort of thing. So he was just always that person for me.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Zorks, well, maybe you can give Darcy an insight on what he's walking into, the culture and things like that he's going to see in the next few months.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Fingers crossed we're able to get you up before Christmas. That'd be ideal for starters. But, mate, you come into a club that values family and are so conjuncted in everything that they do. Everything we do for each other, you know, from going out and having breakfast and lunches, dinners with each other to, you know, just sitting down talking and really caring for the person, mate. So you're walking into a fantastic club, a club that has some fantastic values and a great culture. So looking at your, you know, what I've seen over the last 24 hours, I think you're certainly going to fit in really well. Already you've been the talk of our players chat, which is, you know, pretty special. Not everyone gets that. So, mate, I think you're going to be a fantastic pickup for us and, you might be able to give Richie a few tips down in that back line how to break lines because it looks like you're a little bit of a speed demon down there from what I've watched.
Oh, we'll see about that. But thanks heaps for that. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
And Darcy, a right footer?
Right footer, mainly right footer.
You can play the other side to Richie.
Yeah, exactly right.
So what is in for Darcy now? You know, a young man who's been put into this club. What are the expectations?
Oh, to come in and enjoy himself for starters. It's such a journey to get to the AFL and everyone always says, oh, your career starts once you get there.
Yeah.
And that's true to an extent, but I think for the first few weeks, it's about finding your feet and Darcy will certainly do that. He'll come and watch training, probably won't join in for the first couple of sessions. He'll just watch it, go through a few testings and stuff like that. But up until Christmas, it'll be just enjoying himself and getting familiarised.
Mm. Hey, Darcy, who out of the Lions, out of the current crop, with the exception of the skipper, do you admire most?
Oh, geez. I think it'd probably be like the older boys. So, like, you know, Dane Zorkie yourself, Daniel Rich, like Grant Bertrill. I think just more the experienced players going into it who I feel like I can learn a lot off, especially Daniel Rich and Grant Bertrill being in the back line and Grant Bertrill's history as well. Like, I think it's the mentor that I could get from him could just, like, make my football go to that next level. So, to have them by my side would be, like, you know, amazing. So, definitely looking forward to that.
Dusters, did you know Harry Sharp or did you play with Sharpie? Or against him or with him or anything like that? You were the same age, yeah?
Harry Sharp?
No. Well, we drafted him last year and I just thought that maybe, because I saw he was mates with Kyle Lohman as well.
Yeah, I think it might have been Kyle.
Yeah, but I thought this might have all...
I didn't know they all came from Ballarat either, the Berries and all that sort of stuff.
I thought you might have all hung out or played against each other and had a few rivalries there. I said that would have been a nice one to get into.
Who's won in your day, Victoria Metro or Country?
In what, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, Metro.
Metro have been beating Country.
We're the bloody best. So.
Very good, mate. Very good.
Very good. What was the go with the Pepsi Max last night?
It was just what I was going to do after. I have a couple of Pepsi Max with the boys and the family and stuff.
And
so,
fire up.
Everyone knows that I love a Pepsi Max. So, all my mates are thrilled when I was saying that. So, I think Mum bought a 30-pack for a couple of my mates that don't drink as well. So I think I had 34 last night, so it'd be crazy. But.
Been bouncing all over those walls there.
Yeah, who are the current AFL provider for soft drink?
Coca-Cola.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, just be careful there, mate.
we've got a conflict of interest straight away on your first day. Hey, so, mate, when are you planning? I mean, obviously, because of the borders, et cetera, in your mind, would you like to be up here before Christmas? Is that the best thing for you?
I've had talks that I probably won't even get up until next year because of the borders won't reopen until then.
Yep.
I think you just got to play it by ear sort of thing. But at the moment, I don't think until next year, maybe early next year. But we just got to wait and see what happens.
Hey, it was the celebration for all time in the draft last night, and it's great that you've been able to chat to the skipper this morning. Congratulations, Darcy. Really, really wrapped for you, and we look forward to meeting you whenever you arrive.
Yeah, welcome, mate.
On your Darcy.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Darcy Wilmot. There's the Brisbane Lions first round draft pick last night, and he caused quite a sensation during the telecast with the pylon of all his mates and a little sip of Pepsi Max and mum and the girlfriend crying. It was great television. It was fantastic. So he'll be up here to join the Brisbane Lions as soon as they can possibly organise. And we need to take a break. Brighton Homes open line is 13 13 55, or you can text us. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. A love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN.
Patton Hills for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We're back. Tough start for the Brisbane Roar. They ran into the Premiers last week. Played well, mind you. But now they've got... they had Melbourne City round one, and now they've got Melbourne Victory on Sunday after being told by the Queensland government it had to fly in and out of Melbourne on the day of the game. Now, that edict hasn't really sat well with the coach, Warren Moon.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm still, you know, it's no shock that when the draw came out officially 6 or 7 weeks ago, you know, Brisbane Roar asked the questions of the league and the government. And I think it wasn't until Tuesday that we had a definitive answer what we were doing. And so I'm gobsmacked, really. I don't know what to say about it. You know, I've come from the NPL where we would travel the day before because we know that's best practice, yet in the A-League we're... for round one against one of the best teams in the land, we're travelling and not arriving into Melbourne till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, we could have sat here and not said anything, but I really don't know what to say about it. It's disappointing. We're going to have to be resilient and we're going to have to find a way. I mean, what choice do we have? We're not the decision makers, unfortunately. You know, I would love to obviously have the same opportunities and advantages everyone else has, you know, proper preparation for the games that we all expect, every team, you know. And that's our challenge, and we have to try and find a way to overcome it. You know, we can't moan about it now. It's done. It's in place. And I believe unless anything changes, we'll do it again in round four for Western United.
Yeah, regardless, they were pretty good in round one, I thought. So you can search the A-League for more info to buy tickets, see the Roar in action this season. They're coming up in round three. I said, they're back in Melbourne this Sunday to tackle the Victory before their first home game of the season. That's December 4 against Adelaide. So don't miss the Brisbane Roar this season. Secure your tickets now. Search A-Leagues to buy tickets, Fields.
Well, they can always look into relocating, like the Melbourne Storm. You know, you sort of said... it's, you know, nothing we should moan about. Why is he moaning? So, come on. That's the last little moan. Now they've got to get onto the challenge of it.
A winning game.
And NRL teams have been doing it for two seasons now. It can be done in and AFL, I think, fly in and out now.
Yep, we do it daily.
You know, while other teams mightn't be doing it in your comp, you just have to do it and get into it. It can be done.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. We've just hit a little small hurdle with this rain around. Gamble responsibly. If you've got any dramas there, give them a call, 1-800-858-858. We've got Steph Thornton on the line. Steph, it's been a pretty easy week for you.
Has been a pretty easy week so far.
But
I'd like it not to get much easier, though. I'd like it to, you know... I'd like to get a bit busier at the end of the week.
Yeah, good call. And I bet it's, you know, whilst you're having a day off yesterday, you didn't get any freshness out of that day off. It's a bit like a rain delay in a cricket game. You know, you're sitting there, you're mentally switched on and you've got to go again maybe today or tomorrow and you're not getting, it doesn't feel like a day off is what I'm trying to say. Is that right?
No, that's it. You're ready to go and then they tell you we're not, but... Obviously, we also can't do much because the way the weather is. So you're kind of sitting around twiddling your thumbs and hoping the rest of the week's going to go ahead.
Well, I've had a little birdie whisper to me that you've been out Christmas shopping.
I did. I utilised my time well yesterday.
Well, I mean, I would imagine Ben would be hoping for plenty because he's been out of work for 4 months. You've been the sole breadwinner for the family. I hope you've bought the best presents.
I think I've nailed the presents this year.
Oh. Any hints?
I've put in... No way. I can't give away anything.
Well...
I've put in quite some thought to them.
Oh, good. Sunny Coast tomorrow. Will we see action, do you think?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure. I'm actually not sure how much rain they've had up there. The one thing about the Sunny Coast is it's a great wet track. It handles rain. The only query with it sometimes can be the visibility if you've got rain through the meeting. I think as a track, it can cop as much rain as anywhere, but it'll just be what comes on the night.
Steph, you got the Gold Coast on Saturday. I'll actually be in attendance there. Fingers crossed it goes ahead. Is there any update there whether it will or whether it won't, or is it just the morning of the race day will be decided, or will you just get told the night before?
Look, they usually don't make a call until the morning of. Obviously, the concerning part is that it's already a heavy 10 and the rain doesn't look like stopping anytime soon. So Gold Coast probably isn't quite as resilient when it comes to rain as what the Sunny Coast track is. It probably can't cop it quite as much. So, look, I'd say they'll wait till it's close to make a call, and with a bit of luck, hopefully the meeting's just postponed or a couple of those better races will be reprogrammed.
Yeah. I said Gawonji now looks like heading to the Spelling Paddock, and they're just going to wait after yesterday's postponement.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's hard when meetings get called off. Obviously, the horses are trained to the T for that day, and it always throws a spanner in the works when you can't end up going to the races. So hopefully things can work out for everyone that's got horses on the weekend.
We were ready to beat Gawonji yesterday. Chris Munts had my horse, Hot Spring Gold, ready to go.
Your horse?
Yeah, mine. Now.
Hang on a minute.
Mine.
Oh. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, geez, they're up in arms in here.
Goodness me.
A bit feisty this morning, Steph. Now you're a big one on confidence and a rider's confidence. How can someone, is there such a thing as a machine that you could practice on while you're having time off? Like an ergo in rowing or anything like that? Have you got anything?
Yeah, we have mechanical horses. You've got either one that's spring loaded or one that is mechanical and you go with it. But it's probably the closest to mimicking what we do on race day. And for myself and Ben, we've got one here at home. And,
righto.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're great for fitness as well, just away from the races, because obviously you can get as fit as you can in the gym, but there's nothing quite like race fitness. So it's probably the closest thing you can do to reaching that.
I want to dig a little bit deeper here. What is there a TV like? You're actually racing, you put them on the TV and you're behind it and is it like a video game sort of setup?
We don't have that one, but there is one like that. We had that in apprentice school back in Melbourne, and you'd had to ride your race from the start and the horse could actually pull a little bit. So you got a decent workout on it.
Right.
But we don't have that one. We've got the spring loaded one. It just sits in the office, but yeah, they do have one that is like a video game.
Have you got a bucking one? I've been on the bucking
one. That's a bull, mate.
That's a bull, not a horse.
And how sore are you the next day? We did that in Vegas, Gilly's in Vegas. Oh, we couldn't walk the next day. Our forearms are sore, our groins.
Oh, my goodness.
No good.
All right, so, well, you've taken us off on a tangent here, Steph, but it's been fun. Let's hope you see some action over the next couple of days. You're right, with these leaden skies around and the threat of more rain, I don't know how much work you're going to get to do over Friday and Saturday, Sunny Coast and Gold Coast, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll keep a lookout for your rides.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck, Steph.
TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. It's arrived. Let's hope it keeps going this weekend. Visit queenslandsummercarnival.com.au. But remember, gamble responsibly. We need to break for the news. Thanks to RET Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas. Switch today. Call 131806.
Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We all know now the Vodafone Brisbane test starts December 8 at the Gabba. Seats are selling fast. Search Ashes tickets. Let's get another sports update with Dane Zorko.
Thanks, Paddy. Yeah, I want to be quite quick here because I've got something for Heels a little bit later on in this segment. The Shield, Queensland start day three in a commanding position against South Australia. They're currently 8 for 93. Usman and both Travis Head failed, unfortunately. WBBL overnight, the Heat, not good enough against the Adelaide Strikers. They were too classy. Amanda Wellington, incredible figures of 5 for 8. That's a WBBL record, so fantastic work for her. The Marsh Cup, New South Wales piled on 344, bowled the Vicks out for 170. Tanvir Sanger and Adam Zampa collect 6 wickets between them. In the AFL, draft night last night, the Brisbane Lions selected Darcy Wilmot with pick 16. We also took Kai Lohman at pick 19, a couple of great additions to the football club. The NBL blitzes are currently on, and now our Brisbane Bullets 4-0. They're started extremely well. Hills, you were right. Maybe they are the number one ranked team.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I looked that up. They're still number one, like everyone else.
Rugby World Cup. Preferred candidate will be Australia for the 2027 World Cup. Hopefully we can get that across the line. A little bit of NRL news. The Josh Alloway fight with Paul Gallant is called off due to a positive COVID case. Luciana Leilua hoping to get a release to join the Cowboys, which would be a huge signing for them. Big loss for the Tigers. Champions League quickly. Liverpool 2-0 in the 76th minute. Man City have just scored. Just then, 2-1 against PSG. 76th minute also. Righto, Ashes, Heels.
Yes.
I'm driving home yesterday from the Gabba. Finished my gym session. Taking a road that I don't normally take. I was stuck behind someone. I was like, I'll just veer off here. Ian Healy Cricket Oval. Drive straight past it to get home.
Where? From the... Yeah, I'm at Shaw Park.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's a fair...
I live out in Kedron now.
Oh, he lives out there.
Yeah, right. Yep. It's right at Kedron. Yeah. Yeah.
No, just
yes, what about
down it? The end of the street.
Was it looking dry?
I see blue people everywhere. I'm like, oh, the heat's training. I'll go down and have a look. I get there, headband on, Stuart Broad coming in 100 miles an hour.
You got to see the pumps.
Jimmy Anderson. But they weren't on the main oval. They were on the back oval.
Yeah.
What's going on with your field?
They're probably keeping it for a game coming up. They're playing the Lions, the England versus England Lions on that. So they don't want to train on it.
I'm hearing too wet.
Not again.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, righto. Well, did you put your foot on the field and have a look?
Not on yours. I went on the top oval because I run around that.
Yes.
And it was dry as anything. But Jimmy Anderson coming in, Stuart Broad hitting the deck hard. Joe Root was out there copping them all.
Yeah. That is a better surface. Now, that surface got totally redone. The same as Dimmick up the top. The other one up the top got totally redone. All the soil taken out and replaced.
Yeah.
And it's got that nice camber on it.
Unbelievable.
The wicket's quite high. Mm. The Ian Healy Oval, they kept the original soil and just put drainage and irrigation in there. And that soil's got a lot more clay in it than they remembered.
And Paddy's a bit upset with me because I didn't let him know that England were training there. And they've been trying to get a piece on him all week.
He's the news hound.
Obviously, Redlands had been washed out. And I come in to tell him this morning, he said, have you forgot me number?
So this is a question without notice.
Just assume he was going to be there.
This is the question without notice.
You were looking around every corner. I'm assuming Paddy will be here soon, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's nowhere. No point ringing. They'll all be across this.
He's interviewing Minwoo Lee.
Thanks to... I was waiting for Minwoo Lee.
He was asleep.
He jet-lagged. He missed his first Zoom call. There's 15 or 20 Australian journos hanging on just looking at a screen. So I said, we're trying to find him. He's in quarantine in Perth after playing in Dubai.
But that back oval, Zooks, does drain very well.
There we go. Beautiful. Given that I've got two pros sitting around me, question without notice, thanks to Ryko Filters, be Ryko ready, ask your mechanic for Ryko. Would either of you have called me, given that you know the vast resources of the media in Brisbane covering the English intra-squad out at Redlands. Redlands was sodden, so we get a message from our cameraman was out there. He said, nothing happening. There's a bus just arrived, picked up all the gear. There's water puddles around. There ain't going to be any play here. Would either of you have even bothered to dial Paddy and say, hey, I've just found Joe Root, Stokes, Broad, Anderson, all running around at Kedron.
That's who would have been the left-hander facing it. It would have been Stokesy.
Stokes, yeah.
He'd cop one on the finger too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good.
That's who it would have been.
Feel free to kick me while I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hang on.
Stokes was there too.
That's exactly right. That's exactly who it would have been.
I believe it's fractured and it's in a sling this morning.
I thought it might have been one of their openers, but now I'm thinking about it. It would have been Stokesy.
Well, did he look normal as a batsman or weird?
Nah, he looked all right.
Rory Burns is a left-hander. That's weird.
That's right. Nah, normal.
Okay.
It would have been Paddy. I'm sorry. This is what was going through my head. Being the professional athlete, sporting team, I'm thinking, the boys just want their privacy. They just want to get a session done, right? But then my media mind was thinking, geez, if I get Paddy down here, he's going to love me forever. That's what I was thinking.
But then you forgot that thought pretty quick. I wouldn't have, Paddy. I think that's Wait, so it was a closed session, you reckon? You didn't even know about it.
No, they were just looking for somewhere to play. I mean, with Redlands washed out, they'd be desperate for match practice. I mean, all they've been doing is just training in the nets at Metricon. So they're looking for a bit of centre wicket stuff.
It was centre wicket, yep.
Yeah,
we got good nets there too.
Anyway, you're going to enjoy working for Channel 8 Mount Isa. be Ryko ready for anything. Next time you change your vehicle's filters, choose Ryko. Let's get to a break now while we discuss this at further length over the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Yeah, we're back. You're right, Purse. Exactly right. 47 years in journalism here gets me nothing. They should have actually. The England team should have called me. I would have thought.
Anyway, well Channel 9 did a good report on it, so I got to see it.
You were out all day and night. You were mud crab. So
typical. As long as no one else got it, Paddy's okay.
Well, Paddy, I rang Hills, but he kept screening me calls again. So,
yeah, he's not talking to anyone at the moment, I can tell you. Kia conversation starter, the all-new Kia Sportage, has been unleashed, Hills. We better stay with the cricket, I think. Why do we need to interview for the job of Australian cricket captain? Don't they know Smith and Cummins well enough by now?
Yeah, I think it is a good question, that. And I was interviewed as a potential captaincy candidate in 1994. And I was quite offended by that. The reason they had to do that, Mark Taylor was going to be the captain, and then they were working out between Steve Waugh, David Boone and myself who might be vice-captain. It's just because they didn't know. They didn't know us. So I think in this particular instance, they're putting out a perception of process has been followed, the old process. But to me, it puts out a message that they're out of touch. And sometimes Cricket Australia can be criticised for that.
Left field, is there any chance that Cummins might say no?
No, they've both said they're willing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, but it's a tough little schedule they've got ahead of them. Well, the Ashes in Sri Lanka willing, and somewhere else.
He said he's willing while Payne was there. Now that the reality hits, they're coming into an Ashes series and I'm the leader of the pace cartel and all of a sudden I'm going to be captain on the side. You don't think he might be having second thoughts, or you reckon he's confident?
I reckon he's punched through that, and it might end quickly for him. If he gets an injury, or if the workload just can't be managed well enough and be captain, he can change quite quickly.
How do you feel about a fast bowler being a captain?
Obviously, unknown.
Carrying that workload, he's going to have to bowl, 30, 40 overs an innings, and then try and work out fields.
Or a match. So let's say 40 overs a match sort of thing. He can get up to more than that.
Yeah.
He's the one bowler that's played all 5 Ashes tests in 2 series now. So, to do that in this particular game, there's some nice gaps in this series. They push back the Sydney test a bit, so they don't go real back-to-back with Melbourne. But you get on the wrong side of the toss, you bowl last, and hopefully this year we get them out on the last day in Melbourne, and then you get on a really good batting pitch and lose the toss and you're bowling again. There's a lot to be done. So you're carrying physical, you're psychological, you're worrying about others and who to put where and how such and such is going. Then you've got to deal with the media and make sure your team's right and performing very, very well for you so that the media conferences aren't as stressful.
Yeah, I mean, Zorks, you'd agree with that. It's a different beast when you've got C beside your name, haven't you?
Absolutely.
You're the go-to boy.
That's it. Your media, your promotions. There's so much external stuff that, they would see Tim Payne doing it, but they don't actually understand the load that then puts on you. And then you've got to go out and perform. And him being our number one spearhead at the moment, it's a lot. I don't know. Co-captaincy maybe to relieve a little bit of pressure? Yes, no?
Oh, don't be soft like Freddy, mate. It mightn't last that long, but worth a go, I reckon.
Brighton Homes open line. The Brighton Homes now include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. Give us a call, 1-3 or 13 1355, or you can text us. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That was our Kia conversation starter. The all-new, redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV. It's been unleashed. Find out more at kia.com/AU.
Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Just repeating that news coming through in the early hours of this morning. They're saying now it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Australian rugby, set to host the 27 Rugby World Cup, the 2027 Rugby World Cup. So Phil Kearns has been one of the driving forces behind that, and they were announced overnight as the preferred candidate. So you've got the big tick there.
And Rory Burns is in hospital, having been hit in the head yesterday at Norths. missed by Channel 7.
We've had enough of that. We've had enough. We've already had a couple of texts here that remind Zorks that this is the Ashes. We need to make it as hard as possible for England. So I don't know why you even let them out near your oval yesterday.
Yeah.
No, we'll share the love, mate.
Yeah, there's a nice one up near the sunny coast somewhere that's dry. You can go up there.
No, there isn't, but go up there anyway. I don't like the fact that England have got to play the England Lions and Australia are playing Australia A. I'd rather see them play against each other and mix the teams up. Yeah. You know, you don't have to play your full strength teams or play our state teams. Get our state teams getting those sorts of experiences. So anyway.
Toro Reef, powerful recharge moment, the Toro mowers. They're powered by 100 years of innovation, which I mentioned to Steph. Go Wanji off for a spell. So, yeah, Go Wanji will go for a recharge now and look to come back early in the year.
I saw what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
The recharge moment.
So, yeah, I mean, exciting gallop at Go Wanji. 5 of 7, but the wet track actually, you know, crueled any chances yesterday, and then the cancellation, of course. Mm. So, yeah, look, I mean, that's one to watch, and I think the state of Queensland racing is really healthy at the moment as we keep, you know, harping on about the Winter Carnival and how many stars we help
Seems
nurture.
To be, eh?
Yeah. Incentivizes back, actually. They've finally got him through all the border protocols, and he'll just be relaxing out on the Darling Downs now. For
his
the
little calf, his calf's come good.
Yeah, he'll be right. But, yeah, look, obviously Tom Dougal has got an exciting galloper in Go Wanji, so we'd, you know, it's going to be recharged. So,
what did you say? 5 from 7, Go Wanji.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, that's good, eh?
Impressive, too. Not just winning.
So like, it's time for a spell. Oh, I thought he was just gearing up, but
blowing them away.
Had he run yesterday, they probably would have kept him going for some of the big money races during the summer, but it looks like they're going to go for a spell now and just recharge and look for something kind of through in March. So whether you need to trim, blow, cut or mow, there's a Toro for everyone. And that leads us through to, I think he's back at work.
He's recharged as well.
Well, he should have been our Toro powerful recharge moment, Luke Gatehouse, because what did he have? We had 2 meetings in Ipswich. He went up for the big final at Ipswich and swanned around and was whining and dining up there, so it didn't work as such.
Then went to Stratty.
And then missed the return to Albion Park by swanning around at Stratty last week. So, good morning, Luke.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to finally join you. I was the recharge moment last week. You guys have very short memories. I have a very long memory. So.
Yeah. Right, you're chasing the flame tonight, eh? You start.
We're chasing the flame.
Right. Explain
Although
that to
it
us.
It might be extinguished the way this weather is at the moment. Going to have trouble burning with all this rain, but we're heading off to the Phoenix in Melbourne, which is a slot race similar to the Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Racing Queensland has purchased one of the slots in that race. It's a $750,000 to the winner race in Melbourne on the 18th of December. So we've got 4 heats of our best local greyhounds to head off into a final next Thursday night to see which greyhound will get the Queensland slot and plenty of money on offer.
Well, you've got 12 races tonight. The kick-off at 6:19. You finish at 10 o'clock, so you've got quite a reasonable finish time tonight as well, mate.
Yes, they've heard my pleas. But I get a little bit tired by 10:30, so... Well, it's not too bad.
I'll still be going at 10:30 because I've got to co-compare the Queensland Sports Star of the Year award tonight. So I've got a long day ahead, but I'll be keeping an eye on your tips. Don't worry.
Now, look, you've noticed what I got on today. I've got my Tommy Shelby shirt on today. Is Tommy a chance of being in the flame representing Victoria, maybe?
He is. The issue for Tommy is he went around the Melbourne Cup heats last week and got checked. He drew box 8 and hasn't made it through to the final. So he won't be qualifying, I don't think, through the Western Australian process. So he'll be looking for one of the corporate slot holders. I I think SEN might even have a slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be doing a little bit of work with Hutchie if I were you, Heels, and pumping Tommy's tyres up to take the SEN slot in the Phoenix.
And would that be a good move? Has he still got the form? Still got the promise?
Yeah, he's looking to bow out. He's looking for a swan song, and I think a race like the Phoenix or our Gold Bullion, which has been put up to ridiculous money in the last week. They're the two races he's probably targeting, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a bit like the Tim Payne of Greyhounds, looking to bow out somehow.
Luke, on a wet...
Yeah, but he can't take photos, so he'll be okay, Tommy.
Luke, on a wet track like it's probably going to be tonight, for the punters, do you want to be up on speed or are you happy to go around them or where's the best place to be?
Look, really depends on how the weather is once the race meeting starts, because if we get all this rain, it actually helps the track and compacts it down nicely. And the dogs go fine. It's when we get a bit slushy, so if the rain just keeps drizzling all night, that's when you want a big, strong dog. You want a long, striding dog. So sometimes in the longer races, the 600s and the 700s, I'm looking for the bigger dogs if the track doesn't.
Well, we better quickly get your tips for tonight then.
Okay, race 6, number 3, Extra Malt. Race 7, number 6, The Beach is back.
Ah.
And they're backing from $1.90 to $1.70 this morning. And another one of our favourites, race 9, number 1, Spotted Elk. So three of our favourite dogs going around in the heat of the flames. So I'll be following them tonight.
We'll roll them into a multi tonight. Extra Malt, Farmore Beach and Spotted Elk. We thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it. We've got to get to the news. It is time for the Red Energy update for 100% Australian electricity and gas. Switch today. Give them a call. That number, 1318 06. We'll be back.
Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Don't forget, tomorrow from 11, head to the SEN app and watch what's trending on Black Friday. You can save up to 40% from the Black Friday deals. They're now on at Barbecues Galore. So there you go, Hills. If you need any utensils for the Barbie or even a new Barbie.
No.
Big deal there.
I'm in good shape. Off.
Okay. Well, there's always new utensils that you can grab for the Barbie.
Yeah, I know. You go into those stores, it's as bad as Bunnings, Barbecues Galore.
It is.
Yeah. You get new cleanser for the plate, all that sort of stuff. I walk out.
The GM of basketball for the mighty Brisbane Bullets is on the line. Sam McKinnon, you don't need anything from Barbecues Galore? You're right at the moment?
Oh, I could always do something from Barbecues Galore. Maybe a new Ziggy would be nice.
Yeah, well, leave it until tomorrow because there's up to 40% off for the Black Friday deals. There we go. There's a little tip to start off. Now, right at our first interview the other day, Hills had you as the number one contenders.
Yes, and ranked number one.
Now, and now they're justifying that, aren't they? You're sailing through the blitz.
Yeah, we're 3 from 3. So, yeah, I think we are. Heels are looking up in the wrong stats there, but they had us ninth at that stage. But I think they've changed their tune pretty quickly. And, I think just our depth of our group. And, it's sort of shown right now in the blitz. Even though I've got a few guys that are out injured that we can still cover. And Sobes and Jace didn't play, and Isaiah, we still had enough to put away Perth. So, yeah, all things going well to start off.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because a couple of your big names have been missing, haven't they?
Yeah, so Sobes just got a corky, and Jace was a bit sick with a little bug, and they didn't play. So then it's the likes of Tom Digbu, our next star, Tanner Krebs, step up and play minutes. And like even young Tyrell Harris, he's been here for 4 years, but he's only 22 years old. So he's doing well, and yeah, the boys are enjoying Tassie.
It's a good recovery yesterday against Cairns, wasn't it? The second half, they fought back well. Just before halftime, a 15-2 turnaround. Were you scared at all?
No, we just wanted to make the game exciting for the viewers at home. I think that's just what I just wish to say. No,
But I think it's one of those things you kind of try in different rotations and different groups.
Yes.
So like clearly our starting group is doing really well. What we call a plus minus is exceptional. And I think we went away from that group to try some different looks, and obviously didn't work very well for us. So I think the guys come out at the half and you can kind of see the game turn pretty quickly.
Sam, how's Big Lou going?
Yeah.
How's he fitting in with the team and the structure and the system?
Yeah, he's good. Like I think just he's not as fatigued, and he can do a bit more out there. He probably had his quietest game yesterday, but the boys are enjoying his company. He's one of those guys you'd love if you could communicate more openly with him, because he seems like a funny guy. He's had a bit of a giggle on things, but he's doing well. I think that the more he plays with the group as far as on the court, the better it will be. Like he'll be in the right spots and understand the nuances of it. So, but he's doing really well, and I think you're only going to see him get better as the year goes on.
He looks a bit gentle. You know, he does time his high fives and his low fives with the boys, so he knows when something good's going on. But when he was setting his screens, they just ran around him rather than smash into them.
Yeah, it's referees, so it's a referee pre-season. So if you move at all on a screen right now, you're getting pegged for fouls. So, yeah, I definitely would like to see our big sets and more screens, but the interpretation of what's a moving screen and whatnot is a bit different at times. So okay. I think, yeah, you got to be a bit touchy with that. But he's not going to play many minutes, so maybe you should smash some more guys.
The one thing I wanted to ask, how is it going with the language barrier, mate? You've obviously got an interpreter with him, but you know, is it rudimentary stuff?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's quite funny. Like it's had a couple of guys do the translation for us, and the current guy who we've got, there's a young guy named Colin from year 11 at JPC, and he's a basketball fan. He understands basketball. So that actually helps with the translation and just the game flow and on the court. So, it's a bit hit and miss at times. Like I have watched it on, I'm not down at the moment, I've watched it on TV and they're in a timeout and the interpreter's nowhere near Big Lou. It's like, mate, you need to be there. So I think just little work-ons for us to get better at so he understands what's happening.
Mm. And the new focus of the coach, James Duncan, is to, you know, defensive improvements are needed, and Lamar needs to be in the middle of it.
Definitely. I think LP, you can see what he does on the floor offensively, but they all need to be a bit more engaged defensively if they're going to do what JD wants us to be, and that's a defensively minded team. That doesn't mean you need to be running around with your head cut off, all sorts of pressure. You just need to be better positioning off the ball to help your teammates, communication, just those little things, and you can kind of see it starting to come away. We let Cairns have score 51, I think, in the first half last night, and held them to under 40, I think, in the second half. So, it's just got to be a full 40 minutes you play D4.
So, Sam, where do we go from here? You've got Adelaide Sunday.
Yep.
And
then we...
Yeah.
Yep. We come home for a few days, and then we go back to Tassie, and it's the first game of the season. So on the 3rd of December, we play against the Jack Jumpers.
Yep.
To open up their home court, and then come back home, and then we go to Perth. We play in the Perth on the 12th and the 12th and 17th in Perth. So we stay in Perth for that trip. I think just with the NBL doing a great job trying to get the season underway. So they've sort of scheduled the first few rounds with all these potential border restrictions and openings. Yeah. And I think it's key for Perth to get 5 home games in December. So at least they get the chance to play, because we all know we ain't going to Perth unless their Premier changes his stance on borders. So, the NBL's done a great job of that, and that's our start to the season. Our first home game's on the 19th of December.
Yeah, that's a couple of weeks after you start. What have the Jack Jumpers assembled? It seems like they're going okay.
Yeah, look, the first-year teams, we were there 5 years ago, and you're trying to get one or two sort of name players, and then you end up with probably a bunch of guys that are probably role players on other NBL teams. So, hopefully we can start the season with a good win against the Jack Jumpers. That's probably the nicest way of putting it. And they've got 3 good imports. So it's a tough ask to start a club and then be expected to win straight away. But they'll be good. Their first home game, they've got Will Magnay, who looks like he's getting back to his best, and their 3 imports I rely on to score. So the likes of Clint Steindl and Jack McVay off the bench. So they've got some talent, but they're definitely beatable for us in round one.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it. As you said, it's well, like all sports, mates, it's just a logistical nightmare to try and keep the season rolling, isn't it?
It is. And I've got a few, like a bit of a system the NBL's got with potential just protocols around the league. So they're doing a great job of doing that and trying to stay in front of it. But we're all in this. So I think we'd all like the borders to open so we can just travel around. But until Queensland lives it as well, that we don't know what's going to happen when there's cases here in Queensland. So we just wait and see. And the team that does the best this year will be able to handle adversity, all these type of things.
Hey, I can't let you go without mentioning LeBron and Thomas. Tell me what you thought. I mean, that was, oh boy, it was a spectacle, but it was, oh, it was vicious, wasn't it?
Yeah, he kind of lost his nana. I kind of want to follow his career for the next 12 months, see where he ends up. There's an old player called Gilbert Arenas who did a bit of a tweet and wrote up about it, just saying you never mess with LeBron because you'll end up in Antarctica type thing. So, yeah, like it's not a lot really, just a box out and a stray little elbow arm in the face and they kind of lost it. But, yeah, it was funny to watch.
Mm-hmm. And the Lakers responded. It wasn't the others that responded. It was the Lakers that came good.
Yeah, well, you've got to get around LeBron. Don't get around LeBron, you're in trouble.
Hey, we were only talking about it, and I know you're a big man, but like these guys are 6'9" and, you know, 120 kilos, and yet they're just so mobile, aren't they?
They're amazing. Like all the NBA bodies and athletes, it's, you know, that's kind of what the prototype is for the NBA. And like Robert Franks, who's on our team, like he's an NBA body, but probably not with the elite athleticism that is over there. And you just, it's part of it. It's part of the skill set. They evaluate you. Yeah, there's some big units. And I think Big Lou's big for us, I guess. But when you get them wider, stronger, bouncier, yeah, if he was running at me, I might be a bit scared too myself.
Sam, do you look at the talent that happens over in the college basketball and look at bringing those guys in? We saw LaMelo do it a couple of years ago, and now we see how much of a star he is in the NBA. Do you guys look down that pathway to try and grab those guys for a couple of years, develop them, and then send them back and hopefully start NBA careers?
Yeah, that's what our Next Star program's for. So we're definitely in the mix for that. We've got our first Next Star this year. Our ownership group has some pretty deep roots in the States. We went after a guy called Jalen Suggs the year before last, but missed out on him. He went to Gonzaga and was maybe drafted top five, I think, in the end, and it's going to have a great NBA career. So, yeah, you definitely do look at those guys, because you want them to come in and make an impact straight away. You don't want to ideally get a next star that's not going to play, clearly. The idea is for them to play, but also help lead your club. So it's a delicate balance, right, because LaMelo did great over here, was Rookie of the Year, but the team got last, finished last, and the coach not there the year after. So there's a few things you just got to make sure that you've got your eyes, cross your T's, just to make sure that ultimately you're playing in Australia. And then, you know, if you brought some rookie in and you let him play three quarters of a football game, it's going to piss some people off. So you just got to have that balance of the right person and the right mindset to come in and be part of your team.
Yeah. Sam, as usual, great. Thank you for the insight. And as you know, Heels is on a winner here.
Yeah,
three from three.
On the bandwagon.
Keep it going, mate. Keep it going. No, I was a Thursday night fan. I used to go to the convention centre.
Okay, there you go. Out of South Bank.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Sam. Great to chat. And go the Bullets. They're going beautifully at the moment. General Manager of Basketball for the Brisbane Bullets, Sam McKinnon. Hey, now, Zorks, you've been the subject of a couple of texts here today.
Beautiful.
What about the Premiership window? Still open? How much longer? Is it closing?
But for us?
Well, this is a question. I would have thought you've still got one of the youngest lists in the league, haven't you?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't actually know, but we've got the third youngest list in the AFL at the moment still, so what we've been able to do with the list that we've had and still developing, and a lot of our players haven't reached their max potential yet and not even close to it. You know, your Hugh McCluggages and Zach Bailey's are nowhere near 26, 27. Yeah, she's well and truly open. Yeah,
and Rayner, of course, is going to come back.
Gam's another one.
Wanting to run through brick walls.
It's, yeah, I think people are forgetting. Massives. Because they've played for so many years now, 4 or 5 years, and they've been in our team for so long, you forget they're only 22 to 24.
Yeah.
There's so much upside to our team. It's really exciting times.
McStay.
Yep.
Got to get back in there.
Yeah. There's so much upside. Yeah, that's it.
If you're only just joining us, earlier on the show we chatted to Darcy Wilmot, who's the first-round draft pick for the Lions. He's a hell of a talent. He's raw, isn't he? He's fun. He got a pile on last night with all his mates. He's come out of it relatively unscathed, and he had a chat this morning. So, you know, when you get him, maybe, as he said, we don't even get him here until, say, January.
Yeah.
What then? I mean, how long before we see someone like Darcy Wilmot playing AFL?
Well, I mean, I have... You'd like to see how he goes around the group first, what his training, you know, sort of looks like. It's going to be completely different to what we're doing at the stage that we're going to be at. We're going to be 6 to 8 weeks into our preseason. If he comes on January 10, the boys are at a really good stage at the moment. Our training starts next week, so there's probably going to be a month before he gets there. So he's going to have to come from a little far back. But, you know, once you start getting into the games and you see things, like we didn't think Harry Sharp was going to play round one last year.
Yeah.
He came in and had an impact and unfortunately got injured, but he was ready to go. Like, so every player's different. He looks like he's ready to go, this young man. So fingers crossed he comes in, has an impact, trains really well. Training standards and that sort of stuff are really important. That's something that we like to hang our hats on, is how well we can train. And we're strong believers that you do play the way you train. So a lot of fall on that. He's obviously got to get stronger in the gym and stuff like that, but he looks pretty solid at the moment. So I'm not going to say he's going to be playing round one.
2025, something like that.
We spoke about it last night in our boys' chat, that first round picks, they normally play, and they normally play early.
Okay.
So, you know, you look at Hugh McCluggage, Cam Rayner, Brandon Stasevic, Zach Bailey, all these guys played in their first years. Devin Robertson did it. So Harry Sharp did it. Mm. So it's possible. I just feel as though the borders not if they don't open and he can't get before Christmas, I think it makes it harder because it is like another 20-odd days without being in the program. But if he's here before Christmas and has a look around and fits in for a couple of sessions, you don't know.
Remember the name. Darcy Wilmot is the first-round draft pick for the Lions, and he's a ton of fun. We had a chat to him this morning. Very excitable young man, and he's looking forward to coming up and joining the Brisbane Lions. And just to answer that listener's question, yes, the premiership window is open.
She's open.
Okay.
Big
time.
She's
open. Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55. You can still join us. We've still got a bit of the show left. Tommy Hackett's coming up. Or you can text us, thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN SEN.
Patton Hills for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We've found a fans, Orcs. Whoever's questioning Brisbane's premiership window doesn't understand football, Heels. Knocked out by under a kick to eventual grand finalist. 2 out of the last 3 years. You've said 3 out of the last 3. Kick either way, we're into preliminaries and a chance of the flag. Definitely believe in the young group. Well said, Zorks. Can't wait for the next few years with our group. Ads in Brisbane.
Yeah, he's a ripper, go. Ads. Yes. Big fan.
Yes, he cleans your boots in the dressing room, probably. No, get it going, please.
Ladbrokes betting update with Tommy Hackett. Giddy up, punters, Ladbroke it. But remember, please gamble responsibly. Now, Tommy, I've got my usual list of things to chat about, but I know Zorks has been going through yesterday, very, very disappointed that the Gronk didn't score.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski, he did. He let us down. Devin Booker let down my same game roles. We had Chris Godwin score nice and early. The Buccaneers covered the line, but couldn't get Devin Booker across the line. But these are this is what happens with our same game multis. You get 2 legs home. You think you're on your way to success, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. So, but the good thing is when they pay off, they pay off handsomely.
The Gronk looked strong though, didn't he, in his return? 70-odd yards, 6 or 7 catches.
He's had a great year, the Gronk. He's looking very, very fit. And I think he's, as you said earlier in the week, Sorks, he's definitely Tom Brady's security blanket, but he's just gone back to that. Last year, he played well, but he wasn't that sort of game breaker that he was before that at the New England Patriots. But he's gone back to that this year, Rob Gronkowski. And he's one of the reasons I think Tampa Bay are still the team to beat for the Super Bowl.
Well, should we stay on that theme and go with the Lions and Chicago Bears game and then come back to the racing, Tommy? Are you happy to do that?
Absolutely. Thanksgiving in the US tomorrow, which always means there's an outstanding slate of NFL action. It starts off with definitely the weakest game, Detroit versus Chicago. Detroit still chasing their first win of the season. They're 225. Chicago are $1.67. I like Detroit here to cover the line with a start of 3 points. They've been really close about getting the job done this season thus far, Detroit. I like DeAndre Swift, the Detroit Lions running back, to score a touchdown at any time. I like TJ Hockenson from the Detroit Lions to score a touchdown at any time. They'll get you $6.77.
Now, the Dallas Cowboys, they're sitting okay at 7-3 against the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, big game for the Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders here. The Raiders trying to stay in touch in that very competitive AFC West division. The Cowboys, they've basically got the NFC East under control, but they're playing for seedings now. They're still in the mix to get that number one seed in the NFC, which is going to be very, very important. So they need to bounce back after a pretty flat effort from the offense against the Kansas City Chiefs earlier this week, the Cowboys. So I think they can do that here against the Raiders. So I like the Cowboys to cover the line here. They're giving away a 7.5-point start. I like Ezekiel Elliott to score a touchdown at any time. And I like Darren Waller to score a touchdown at any time. I know Zork's not the biggest Darren Waller anytime touchdown man, but I think he can get...
Nah.
He's shaking his head, Tommy.
$6.35.
He's shaking his head here.
I put that leg in there purely to stir Zork's up, so I'm glad that's got the job done.
Hey, you know, you just mentioned Thanksgiving. And this always makes me a little bit sad because at around about Thanksgiving time was always Australian Open golf time. And I know you and I have argued about that because there was always an argument as to whether the shark was coming out, you know, Thanksgiving with family in the States or whether he was going to come and play the Australian Open. And inevitably came and played a lot of Australian Opens and won quite a few Australian Opens as well. So, yeah, I'm just a little bit sad for golf at the moment. We had all the heavies on the line yesterday talking about the PGA with Minwoo Lee, who is coming to Royal Queensland with Hannah Green. You know, and I think it's going to be great because Minwoo Lee, serious young star. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when we talk about Thanksgiving, I always think about the Oz Open. Tommy, Zipping Classic this weekend.
Zipping Classic, one of my favourite races on the calendar. It was an absolute war horse. Zipping won the Sandown Classic 4 years on the trot. And I always like to brag I was on all 4 years. And this year we've got a real short frost favourite here, like Zipping was in this race on a number of occasions. Spanish Mission, the Melbourne Cup place getter, has been bought by Bray Schakowsky, Ozzie Kerr, and their group of owners. Now with Peter Moody, and he's going to make his Australian racing debut here in the Zipping for his new trainer at $1.50 favourite. Warning on the second line of betting at $5. Looks like a genuine race in two. Then you've got Sound at $13. But very interesting to see Spanish Mission back in action. It was gallant in that Melbourne Cup, and there's no horses the quality of Very Elegant and Incentivised in this field. And Glenn Boss takes the ride, looking to return to winning form there. So big watch on Spanish Mission in the Zipping Classic.
Get it done, Bossy. Would like to hear his name a bit more. The Recognition Stakes, Tommy?
Yeah, headlines the card at the Gold Coast where the Metro Meet is here in Queensland this week as we get into the Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. And the Harrovian, once again, he's in the field. Once again, he's been well back. So we're still not 100% sure if he'll take his place, but the early money is very much with the Harrovian. He's been $5 into $3.60. Tambo's Mate, who was so good in the Keith Now quality last start, he's on the second line of betting at $3.70. Nick Inova is there at $5.50. Ballistic Boy, $6.50. And Gem Song, after running in the Hunter first up, has been sent up to Queensland. He's currently an $11 chance. So it's a really strong race at the moment, the Recognition Stakes. Hopefully this field does hold up with the wet weather we've got in Queensland at the moment. But at the moment, the Gold Coast track is a heavy 10, and it's a track that does take in a lot of water. So hopefully we can get this weather cleared up because it's going to be a really good race on Saturday.
Yeah, we had Steph on the line. She's going stir-crazy. Been out. She's done all the Christmas shopping. She's done all the chores. All she wants to do is ride a couple of winners. So we're hoping that we get to see Sunny Coast tomorrow night.
Racing Queensland's now got Steph on billboards right around the city. So I'm worried she's going to get a bit too big for our show here. I'm hoping we can, Steph will remember, stick with her roots and stick with us going forward.
That's exactly right. She won't just step on us when she's on her way to the top. All right, Tommy, well done. Thank you, mate. Make every race even more exciting with Ladbrokes, but remember, gamble responsibly. That's the show, guys. Thank you very much. We've had lots to talk about. It's exciting for you, Zork. You've got a couple of new teammates heading your way.
And a bit of training to do today.
Oh, I have.
Before you go to the races on the weekend.
Yeah, you've got a little...
get into it.
Get it done.
And I've got the sports star tonight.
Yeah.
Looking forward
good luck
to lots
that.
Of Olympians. Ash, of course, is going to be front-hand centre, I think. She's going to be very hard to beat for...
Ash Kissick.
We don't know.
Not yet. Not until she gets married.
Time now for the latest news. Thanks to Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas. Switch today. Call them 13 18 06. We'll be back.